Welcome back to Tomo Podcast, number one podcast in the world.
Number one podcast in the world. I couldn't make this up. Say what's up to the world, Josh. How you doing?
Oh, man, it's going great, man. Yeah, it's just another wonderful day, man.
That's enough of you. How's it going, bro?
Hey, that's fucked up, bro.
So I got a question, Jeremy.
What's good?
Have you not, like... You haven't been active on like the social media lately?
He's been on Grindr since February 23rd. I deleted all of my apps.
He's playing. Why so?
No, he was on my Instagram, so technically. No,
that doesn't count.
Technically.
I grabbed your phone when we were at the gym or I forgot where. We're chilling. I grabbed your phone and I was like, "Damn, this shit seems weird. I haven't been on this."
He was on shout out to Jeremiah.
But yeah,
Johnson.
Like,
he was on his gram.
I deleted all my social media because
capping.
I've been on it ever since it came out, and I was like, damn,
capping
like,
again.
I was like, nah, this is the truth. Like I've been on it ever since it came out, and I was like, I feel like
I plead the fifth. I don't believe,
bro. What are you talking about? I have not taken a break, and then I was like, damn, I need to just like, I wonder how it feels to just chill. Why
you? You got the other
people
one?
People just be walking around in Hawaii, but naked, I guess
that's the only one.
Hey,
don't be
bro, get off your social media. That was the one exception. Right. Doesn't mean go.
You can't reply to the other one.
You're wild.
Hey, your streak ends, Jeremy.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's dope how you can screen mirror though. I thought that was dope.
Logged out, remove account. You ain't getting back on this shit.
I don't want to get back on it. Don't log into my.
All right, so. All right. You got
interesting.
Cheeks.
People walking around butt naked.
Yeah, you already know.
That's okay. That's podcast.
That's podcast life right there. Someone asked me on Instagram. I need help with this girl. So we're dating, but I kind of just want to focus on skating, you know, and I don't know what to tell her.
If he really can't, like, do both. Then just do what he wants. Like, look, if he doesn't want to be with her, just be like, hey, like, I'm really sorry. Like, I want to just focus on what I want to do. Like, just be straight up. Be honest, you know? Like, mm-hmm. If that's how you're feeling, then tell her that.
He could do both.
Be honest.
He can do both. Just schedule times. Like, be like.
He doesn't want
like,
to
look,
do
baby,
both,
like.
He said straight up. I kind of.
No, but if he wants. All right, well, if he wants to do that, then easy.
That's what I'm saying.
Easy. Break it off. Be like, hey, baby, it's over. I got a passion.
Hey,
I got to go skate.
He already answered the question.
But like, I know you want this, but. You're going to have to wait because I got a passion and I got to go pursue. But, I mean, if he wants to do both, then he can be like, schedule days. You know, he can be like, listen,
like
we hang out
both,
Monday,
though.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm out skating. All right. Or schedule times. Be like, skate all day and then 1 hour, go over there and chill with her. But, like, if you ain't with it, then we're going to have to end it.
It's, of course, you know, he could make it work if you wanted to, but it doesn't.
Yeah, but if he doesn't want her, then it's easy. Just break it off.
Easy. There you go.
She's like, but you got time for the board and the guys, huh? Damn,
I feel like he's still young and
he's just focused on skating.
Yeah,
bro.
But even as a person that's young, like what I mean by young is like you're probably 15 or 16 and you just want to skate, but you don't understand that you actually do have a lot of time, but maybe this you're looking for a way to kind of break it off. Maybe, I don't know. You're just still figuring things out in your life and you should really think about it. Like if you like this girl, don't waste her time. Let her move on and find somebody else and whatnot. But that's just what I have to say. Obviously, that's just my opinion. Don't take anything I say too serious. Just like listen to that and form your own opinion.
Listen to your heart.
Yeah.
That's some good advice, my guy.
Yeah. Like I said, just focus on yourself. Focus on your goals. Women come later. Oh, what? Damn, that sounds bad. But there's no way to make
cash.
It sound good,
bro.
At that age,
just focus.
No need to worry about
just
women.
Yeah, there's
you
no
know, that age,
like 15, you're 15. In school and all that. Just focus on skateboarding. Focus on skateboarding.
Stay in school too.
Yeah, I mean, you could do both, but honestly, if you do both, it's gonna be kind of hard to manage both because one, you guys are probably both young, so you guys are both. She's probably gonna want to spend a lot of time with you. You know. So, you know, you're going to lose time skateboarding. So, if that's what you want to focus on, then you just got to choose, you know, like, hey, like, I want to focus on this. But actually focus on it, you know, like, go do it. Don't just say you want to do it and then do it one day out of the week. No, you got to put time in.
Yeah, you got to put, like, 5-6 hours into it. Even sometimes even crazy amount of time, like 9 hours. Like, do not say I want to focus on skating. And exactly how Raymond said, like, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, then go sit down with the guys. No. If you're going to sacrifice being in a relationship because you feel like that's exactly what you want to do in life or that's your calling, do not just give, like, do not just quit on a relationship because that's your excuse. If that, if you really don't want to be in a relationship, just tell her why and then go do that thing and put in the time, because remember, you don't get this time back and you're also young, so you have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And remember, when you start working in the real world or whatever, you're gonna really think about a lot of things that you could have been doing right now in this part of your life. So remember, yeah, my friend, you don't want regret. Regret hits hard.
Hey, did you guys get the stimulus check?
Hell yeah. I got that shit.
I got that stimmy. Joe came through. Uncle he the plug. I went to PetSmart and I asked for a lion.
I went through like my big breakup. I was like, people that never seen me cry, like they were seeing me cry and I felt so bad, but it's just like, I couldn't hold it in. And it was like the hardest thing. And like, it was just so much emotions, like probably like times that I should have cried that I was never able to fully let it out. I think it all came down to that one moment and like I started releasing it there. My mom saw me cry and she cried because she was seeing me cry. Wow. And it's like, it's difficult for me to see her cry, because then it just made me cry even more. It's like, damn, yeah, dude, like I'm making her cry. And it's just like, this is not supposed to be something that like I want my mom to experience. Like, she's seeing her kid cry. Like, yeah. And I'm already grown. It was like such a bummer thing for me to even like allow. But I couldn't help it. Like, I felt so lost in what direction to even move, where to go. I couldn't really think. It took like a month or two for me to start getting my thoughts together and like start thinking of where to move forward. And I remember like even before that, like there was an incident where in 2014, my friend Ivan, he picked me up at midnight. Me and her were going through it. And when I got in the car, I couldn't like, it just all came out as he was driving and he pulled over and like he started crying with me. And like that to me showed like one of the most powerful moments in my life. I was like even though I was crying, I was like, this person's a really good friend, because like I've never seen like a close friend of mine like cry because I'm crying. And then like it, to me, that like it stayed in my heart like how much this person would mean to me and like how much I want them around me, not because like they cried, but because they were there and they're comforting me. And a point that it all was me, like whenever things happen to me, I never expect anyone to help. I never expect anyone to come in and like make it their situation. But at that point, I saw him like not grab hold of his situation, but kind of like show that everything's going to be okay, because he chose to be vulnerable right there in that situation with me.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Like, that's why I think it was like 3 podcasts ago, I asked you guys, when was the last time you cried? Because like, sometimes like I'll think, I haven't cried in a long time. Is that normal? And like, I try to cry, but it won't come out. I'll watch something sad and like, I'll get teary eyed, but it won't fully come out. So I don't know if it's like healthy or if there's a way to actually allow myself to cry.
I think
cry.
Something has to happen. You know, something in your life has to happen for you. Because like for me, I don't cry unless something important, but something that I know that impacts me strongly. Yeah. That'll make me cry.
You know something about me? When I see other people cry, it makes me cry. Like the other day I was at work.
Let's cry right now.
Tessa. No. You know Tessa, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tessa.
So
yeah.
Tessa, she's the someone that I work with, she was crying because somebody in her family had passed. There was a drive-by and they got shot young.
Yeah,
that's
messed up. Rest
and
in peace.
Rest in peace. She was at work crying and she was in the break room just crying. And I was like, I was sitting there and I didn't know what to say to her. I was like, I forgot what exactly I said, but I tried to like say some words of, I tried to say some words of comfort to her. And like, just tell her like everything's gonna be all right. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, you know, you'll get through this. And just her talking to me, like with her, like while crying, like started to make me want to cry. Like I was about to start crying.
So you cried?
No, I was about to, but then I had to like, kind of like, just like keep, you know what I mean? Kind of control myself.
You let your woman out. Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh damn! Like I feel like I'm about to start crying. Like I felt it.
You'd be like, I better go pick.
No, like I wanted. Yeah. But yeah, man, like that's always happened to me. Like if I see someone like really emotional, like I'll feel their feelings and I'll start to
you feel their energy.
Yeah,
and it's crazy, bro. I'm the same way though, because I'm the same way. I'll be like, damn, I'm not trying to tear up right now.
Yeah, I can't
be
around people who are crying. Or
that's why I'm like,
sad or anything, I'll start crying.
That's why I'm like, you gonna make me cry, bro? Like,
and I got some. Oh,
but go ahead. Crying is like so. I feel like
it's powerful.
I feel like it's healthy. It's very healing, very healthy, and I feel like it's not normalized for men to cry as much as it should be. Like, I feel like the masculine man is presented as like, oh, don't ever cry, suck that shit up, like you can't be sensitive, like,
yeah, don't be like that,
yeah, but
you get some.
Every male and female has masculine and feminine energy, and it's about balancing and harnessing your masculine and feminine energy and being able to integrate both those energies.
Yeah, that's just powerful words.
Whenever you.
Which one are you, masculine or feminine?
No, you can tap into any, is what I'm saying. You have both, and there's different times for different things. You know what I mean? Where you can pull that energy out and you can use that in that situation.
All right.
Ten.
On Grindr.
What the fuck?
Garrett's on Grindr too.
No. You can fuck right off.
Raymond said that D12. You broke up with a girl.
It. My bad.
And then you got a new girl. So
wow, you got three new girls.
Okay.
Five.
Okay. So
five new.
This
girls.
Is how I want to know. First off, what are your go-to moves to slide in the DM or the message or the app that you're going through? I need to know. Me as a single person needs to know, how the hell are you moving in and getting them? You're pulling. You're a Mac.
That's
I'm over here like I'm just a Big Mac. The burger that they're getting eaten. Like you know what you're doing.
He's a Whopper.
I genuinely want to know that too.
Yeah. See, I'm not the only one. So please expose your secrets right here. Share them. Share your secrets on the podcast.
You want to know what he says?
Tell us how you work your magic,
know what he
bro.
Says? What does he say?
He says, "Hey."
No.
No.
That's what he said for his wife.
Take your time.
Legit. So whenever I get on the site,
what site?
Grindr. I've been on. Fuck you.
No.
I've been on Tinder. I've been on Plenty of Fish. I don't like.
He gets it on the first date.
Well, yeah, sometimes. So, dude, honestly. A lot of these conversations, I just start them like it's a normal conversation. Like, I've already known them, you know? Yeah. So I'll be like, hey, how's it going? They reply. They'll be like, oh, well, my day's going good. I'm like, all right, that's cool. So what do you do for a living? I make sure that they think I'm interested, whether I am or not.
Sometimes.
You know, I got to keep my options open.
So keep going.
So after, you know, we talk and everything, if I want to push it anywhere, I'll be like, hey, well,
is this
my number, or like, here's my Snapchat, hit me up on a different, like,
is this app for male or female? So which one?
Honest
question. I don't do it.
Okay, so how long does it genuinely take for them to reach out at like the different platforms?
The girls that I usually date off of these, usually it's like within like 1 or 2 days.
2 days, it can take that long?
Yeah.
So, pause real quick on that. While you're waiting on the second day or whatever, are you still on the apps talking to other girls?
Absolutely.
So, what makes you stop?
Options.
When a girl, if I find the girl interested and I'm interested, okay. I'm like, okay, I think you're interested. I'm definitely going to keep talking to you. So, therefore, right after that, usually.
He's interested in them
all. Do you delete the app?
Yeah, I do.
He likes them all.
Yeah, usually but, I delete the app.
But he keeps his profile.
Shut up, bro.
I knew it, bro.
Damn, I never thought about that. Usually, if I ever hop on an app, I delete everything. I'm like, fuck this. I'm deleting everything.
Sheckler.
Especially after freaking going through a divorce.
Yeah.
Nothing's guaranteed.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I'm not going into these relationships thinking like, oh, it's not going to fucking last. But, I mean, I'm not going to let something destroy me either. My marriage fucking destroyed me.
You're stronger now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember one night after my ex-wife said she wanted a divorce, I went downstairs, grabbed a freaking big-ass bottle of Malibu, went out back. I drank the whole damn bottle. and smoked about 2 packs of cigarettes. Had to call at work the next day because I just couldn't fucking do anything.
Yeah, and that's totally understandable.
And thing is, so with my ex Carly, so she ended up breaking up with me because I didn't want to hang out with her friends. One, her friends I had nothing in common with. Two, her friends were like in their fucking 40s. I'm not going to have anything in common with them. But that's fine. That's a logical reason.
Yeah.
Two, she says I was being a dick.
Damn.
She's confusing.
She said you're being a dick?
She's confusing being a dick and being stressed.
Okay.
I was like, okay, well, and she's like, well, I want to get all my stuff from your place. So I was like, you're done. She's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm like, okay, take me to a place. We'll grab all your shit and you can be done.
Hey,
she,
yo.
And she told me, she's like, you're not even going to beg? I was like, why the fuck would I beg for you when I didn't even beg for my ex-wife to stay?
Yo, dude.
What's up?
I didn't even know she broke up with you, dude.
Yeah, she dumped me.
All this time? All this time, dude? I thought you dumped her.
No.
Shit.
But the thing is,
dude. Garrett don't dump him. He waits to get dumped.
What the fuck?
No, is that true?
That's true.
Okay. So, this is actually kind of crazy for me to...
It's a lot to take in.
Jeremy's not on the mic, so we're trying to get his reaction. Okay. All right. So, we were just talking about exes and us being single. What advice do you have for a single person hopping onto these apps?
Just be yourself. That's it.
But that's pretty boring sometimes.
It could be boring, but thing is, would you rather get in a relationship, girl thinking like, oh, you're this crazy person and everything, and the next thing you know, like 2 weeks into it, she's like, who the fuck are you? Like, this isn't the person I was talking to
that's
2 weeks
true.
Ago.
I usually go in with a punchline. Like, I'll be like, damn, you look good. But I can make it. But I can make you look better.
See the thing, thing is?
On Grindr?
How many?
Nah, I don't know on that, bro. That's just you.
How many of these guys are going on there with the same mentality? Oh, I'm going to come with the best punchline.
Well, not
that,
just
that bitch that you're talking to probably heard that fucking punchline about freaking
wow,
times
but
that day.
At least I'm going to succeed. I'm going to succeed.
I don't know.
All right. So the same thing that you just said, so many guys are approaching these chicks saying, hey, or
it's like
how's your day going?
It's like a competition.
And
you got to be like, I'm trying to win.
They probably get bored of replying the same thing. So how are you different approaching these females?
Like
these
I said,
ladies?
I don't treat them like they're a stranger. I treat it like they're an old friend and I'm trying to catch up with them. Like, hey, how you been? You know, what's going on in your life?
What's up, baby?
And then, you know, I start talking about their interests.
What? Do you say what?
I put interest
Raymond
on your credit
said, like,
card.
Hey, baby.
Hell no.
Nah, I don't say
how
hey, baby.
How the fuck is she going to be my baby? Okay. I don't even fucking know her.
But I got like, you're not my baby yet, but you're going to be in a couple days. Bro, catfishing is possible.
What the fuck?
All everything's
fuck out of here.
Bro, you said nothing's guaranteed, bro. Nothing's guaranteed.
Okay, so continue.
Sorry.
So this is another chick I met on Plenty of Fish. Her name's Steffi.
That's where it's at.
Her username
Plenty
was
of Fish.
Steffi does shrooms.
Plenty of Fish is where it's at, guys.
Yeah, Steffi does shrooms. Yeah.
Plenty of Fish. She does shrooms.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what her name on.
Plenty of Fish is where it's at.
But yeah, so I just start texting her randomly. I mean, I know what I'm doing because,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All her fucking photos are, like, half naked and shit. I'm like, all right, this chick seems easy.
Do you still have these photos?
No, I do not.
I don't want to see them. Sorry.
Was she easy?
No,
was she easy?
If my girl is listening right
okay.
now, I didn't want to see him. I just wanted to ask.
Okay. What do you think is
I
easy?
Make that clear
I don't know
so
what
she don't
easy
get
is.
So a girl that's just, like, literally putting it all out there for the world to see. And literally, you mention sex once, and they hop right on. And they're like, okay, yeah. Bitch, do you even know who I am? Can you remember my name? No? All right, you easy.
Dang.
So, funny story, though.
Go
so,
for it.
I'm working, me and my dad, we used to work on a car show team together.
Yeah.
We're at the shop working on it, and I'm just texting her. She's like, well, you want to meet up tonight? I was like, fuck yeah, I want to meet up tonight.
Oh, it's remember, that one girl.
I remember I was still a virgin at the time, so I was like, all right, guess who's not going to be a virgin tonight? And then she texts me. She's like, well, my friend's family is coming over, so we can't stay at my place.
Yeah.
Dude, I live with my dad and my grandma.
Okay.
I can't bring her to my place.
Yeah.
I'll be like, grandma,
so
you got to go upstairs.
Dad, I'm like, dad, because I don't have a job at the time either. I tell him, I was like, hey, dad. What do I got to do for you to buy me a hotel room tonight?
Dang.
He's like, what the fuck you need a hotel room for? I was like, so I started telling him, like, I'm talking to this chick.
I'm about to lose my V card.
And yeah, he's like,
more like A card. All right,
I got you.
Damn, so, that's a bad. Okay, first of all,
that's badass.
That dad, shout out to your pops, bro. Like, he got your back. Hey, man, shout out to you, man. That's like such a clutch move.
How old were you, bro?
14.
19.
Oh, 19. Okay.
Hey, I lost mine at 19 too.
Nah. Same.
Yeah. So
I was 2.
Lost mine at 19.
Nah,
as well.
I wasn't 2.
All right. Okay.
But anyways,
how was it?
Dude.
Okay, continue the story before.
Okay. Yeah, continue.
You'll get to the how was it.
So she's like, all right, well, I need a ride too. And I tell my dad, I'm like, you're going to hate me.
He's damn,
like,
she needs a ride.
I was like, we got to go pick her up too. And she lives like all the way almost in Arvin.
Oh, hell no. Nah. I would have been like, have we done?
He's like, you better get your money or you better get my money's worth. So we pick her up. We get there, and we get all our stuff in the room. She's like, do you smoke weed? And I was like, at that time, I really didn't. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Capping.
Fuck. Dude, I got so fucking capping. High off my ass, I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
So she could have raped you, and you wouldn't have known.
Yeah, probably.
Damn, bro. You would have been like.
I will tell you this, though.
Yeah.
This was the cheapest lay I've ever done.
Damn, so it wasn't worth it?
McDonald's.
McDonald's?
She's like, yeah, just give me some chicken tenders. I was like,
I'll
what?
Be
you. I'll give you chicken tenders. Like,
baby,
you.
I'll be a Whopper. That's what I was saying. That's Burger King. Dude. Same thing. They got term. A Whopper. Then I'll be a McWhopper. There we go, bro.
So we go to McDonald's.
He gave her that McDick.
Mind you, I'm high as shit.
So who's ordering?
I am.
Damn, you're ordering. Yeah. You paying for everything.
No, it's crazy.
At least you're giving it up.
How was that interaction, like, ordering? You're mobile and everything?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was high as shit, so I ordered more food than I should have.
Mic up.
Ordered more food than I should have, but I mean,
Damn, what'd you...
So we're walking back to the hotel.
What'd you get?
Motherfucker, I got me, like, a 40-piece nugget.
Damn.
You got a 4-piece. I don't believe this.
40.
Bro. Oh, I was about to say 4-piece. Yeah, 40 but sounds reasonable.
40 back then for me was like.
Chill?
No, like back then, dude, like that was like stuffing myself.
Now he gets 80.
No, fuck you. No, I usually get like 40 nuggets right now, dude. I ain't big for no reason. But anyways, so we get back to the hotel. I'm like, and I'm like not smooth at all.
Said, bend me over.
Oh, by the way, let me describe Steffi to you, okay?
Oh, I want to hear this. No, I don't want to hear this.
Dick? You already heard it.
Oh, I think I did, yeah.
Dick. Go for it.
So, she had no tits.
She looked like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Right?
Yeah. So, I actually lost my virginity to a black chick.
Oh, that's not that's not what I meant by the term.
With the mohawk.
Hold up.
A mohawk!
Hold up. Whoa. I got a question.
Could have been a guy.
Wild. I got a question. I genuinely want to know.
Damn.
This girl had a flat chest.
Ugh. But she had a mohawk?
No, she had an ass, though, dude.
A mohawk?
Yeah.
How did that... How did that feel, like, seeing a mohawk?
I was just trying to lose my virginity. I didn't really care. I mean, I thought about it. I was like, well, dude, everyone has a funny virginity story. What's going to be fucking funnier than getting high, eating McDonald's, and fucking a black chick with a fucking mohawk that your dad paid a hotel for?
Mine was tall. Yeah. All
right. So how was that experience overall?
Well, we did it 3 times.
You lasted a minute?
That night.
30 seconds.
How did it start? Man. Like, who made the first move?
It became the minute.
I was like, oh.
Did you poop on her chest?
Let me give you a massage. Like, I'll make you comfortable.
Gentlemen.
Really? That's the move you used?
Yeah. I'll give you a massage.
Did you do the 69?
Actually, I think we did.
You did the 69?
Yeah.
Did you let her hit it from behind?
Did I let her hit it from behind?
Personal question.
No.
It capping.
Hey,
keep going. No, did you use protection?
Garrett.
Used protection?
That was like the only time I've ever used protection.
Did you put a hole?
Hey, Garrett.
Nah, no, I'm just kidding. What's up?
Did you get the Red Wings?
I didn't get the red wings until my ex-wife.
Okay. Did you get boned? Yeah.
I got
that's
that
sick.
That's sick.
That's
sick, bro. You disgust me.
Red Wings.
Did you ever
don't ever do that.
After.
Actually, so after it was all said and done.
What was her name?
Steffi.
Weird name.
Yes. Anyway, so after everything's said and done,
stuff me.
Like, she was like all lovey dovey. I'm all like,
really? She's like, where's my ring?
I just came here to fuck.
Oh my god.
So wait. And she calls me the next day. She's like, "Oh, I just got home. My stomach's like," she's like saying that she has like bubble guts or something. I'm like, "I don't want to know that shit.
I don't care."
And she's like, "I can't wait." She says, "I can't wait for you to meet my family, baby." I'm like, "Oh,
what the fuck?"
I'm like,
"One time thing.
Slow the fuck down." Like,
did she say she loved you?
I never told you I was your boyfriend.
Damn.
So all you wanted was sex. I was like, well, yeah, that's what I wanted. She's like, I guess you got what you want. I was like,
hell yeah. Like, you got some chicken nuggets, baby. You better chill.
Hey, yo.
Damn, I paid extra for the Tinder.
And you got this V card. Oh, she got Tinder?
Did she ever tell you? She went overboard. Did she tell you she loved you?
She went overboard?
No.
Dude, that would have been insane.
I would have fucking left butt ass naked out of that hotel room if you said that. Oh, I love you. I don't fucking love you, though.
Exactly. Yeah. Wait. Nothing's guaranteed.
The term of the day?
Nothing's guaranteed.
Grindr.
All right.
Fuck you.